There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today, and she was screaming at a person that she obviously hates. She was so loud we heard the screaming with our windows all rolled up, and we looked down on the street to see who she was screaming at.
Hey guys, this is Adrian with the More Tech Today podcast, episode 9. I know it's a little late. Yesterday was a very, very hectic day. Had a lot of things to do, and I'll tell you more about that later. What I wanted to get into was some tech news. As you know, or as you probably should know, yesterday the Nobel Prize was given to three Japanese physicists for their invention of blue LED light. And at first, I thought, this was strange, this is weird, why are you giving a Nobel Prize to somebody who invented a light? Until they actually explain why, and then it makes sense. Basically, they've always been able to produce red and green. And you know, on old TVs you had red, green, and blue to make white. They always were able to produce red and green, but they can never quite get blue, and blue was the missing component. So they invented blue, and as you know, all three of those colors combined get white. And that actually, I never really understood, you know, how significant this blue light was until I actually looked around and seen how many things in my house uses LED lights. My TV, I think my phone, no, my phone's LCD. What else around? I have some light bulbs that have LED. I'm pretty sure that thermostat has LED. So LED is so much around us, and it has a great environmental impact because its use of electricity isn't as much as incandescent, and I think it produces less than compact fluorescent, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if by much, but it does produce less. So I thought that was very interesting that the Nobel Prize Committee isn't thinking about their prizes or their awards in a traditional sense. They are evolving with the times, and I think that's really, really good. Okay. So last week I talked about the Windows operating platform. Well, let's look at it. Windows 10 is what it's called. I thought it was going to be called Windows 9, but it definitely wasn't. They have a technical preview that you, I never download software that's, it, to me, technical preview means beta. And I don't really like downloading software in beta. It just, when the bugs really get on my nerves, and I know it's beta, I know it's going to be bugs, but I want the finished product. I don't want to have to just deal with it until a solution comes. Figure out the solution, then let me use it. The way it looks like they try to appease both sides. Like they're still trying to do the Metro UI, but you can see a lot of elements of Windows past, like the start menu is back. Which I didn't really miss it, to be honest with you. It seems like you know they took a step on the edge with Windows 8, and I don't know if it backfired, but when you had something similar for so, I mean, you gotta think between what Windows 95. Because 3.1 didn't really have the same thing. It was 95. So since Windows 95, which was mid-90s, you've had pretty much the same core user interface. And to drastically change that, I know it threw people off. But probably the only people that I think really had like a justifiable gripe were like businesses and some IT people. Because I know some of the IT programs didn't really like the way Windows 8 worked. I'm pretty sure I think they fixed that problem, but most of the IT people and most of the business people I know, they're still on Windows 7. They refuse to upgrade because it kind of affected their flow. I understand. But for the everyday person, Windows 8 is almost idiot proof, to be honest, which it's pretty close to being idiot proof. It works, especially if you got touchscreen, it works exactly the way you want it to work. That being said, maybe slowly introducing this new thing, like what they did for Windows 10, maybe that should have been Windows 8. And then Windows 10 should have been one, you know, they should have just swapped it. I could see that, you know, getting people used to the idea of, hey, we're going in this new direction, you know, learn it, get on board, because before long, this train is leaving the station. And they didn't do that. And now they're trying to appease both sides. Is it going to work? I don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't know. Hopefully it does. And hopefully the new reiteration of the Windows Phone is going to be better. All right. There was one thing. I was going through my Twitter feed this morning, and CNET had an article saying the $7,000 Virtu Aster smartphone is probably not for you. I was like, huh, a $7,000 phone. What is on this phone to make it $7,000? But before we get into the premium, quote unquote, aspect, which I mean it is premium, I'm gonna tell you about some of the specs. Now this is from the CNET article. All right, this $7,000 phone has a 2.3 gigahertz quad core Qualcomm Snapdragon 801 processor, not the new 805, the 801. So you're saying I'm paying $7,000 and I can't get the newest processor? That's strike one. 4.7 inch 1080p display. If I'm paying $7,000, I need 4K or better. That's just me. I need something that's going to be super high resolution, not 1080p. Even though it does have a pixel density of 473 pixels per inch, still, I need 4K. I need something better than 4K for $7,000. excuse me. It's running KitKat 4.4, which, you know, and it has 64 gigabytes of storage with a 2.1 megapixel front camera and a 13 megapixel back camera. So basically, it's a Samsung Galaxy S5-ish. That's pretty much what it is. The battery life is average 2,275 milliamps. That's average. It's nothing big, nothing, you know, there's no, it's supposedly a world phone. There's nothing specs wise as far as internals. It's not that $7,000 price point to me. Where it starts to get a little expensive is once you get to the outside, and the outside or the build, excuse me, has this high grade titanium alloy, and has this sapphire camera lens, which, you know, that's on the iPhone 5 and up, so that's on iPhone 5 and up, so that's no big deal on that. And another thing is it has different backings. You can get calf leather, ostrich leather, or you can get Karung. It's K-A-R-U-N-G. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I had to go look up what the heck a Karung was. And after a lot of research, because just typing it in, you get something that I'm not looking for. I found this forum, and they said that a Karung is a elephant trunk snake or a file snake or... there's another word for it, Java snake or something like that. It's a really cool looking snake. It has this, I mean, first of all, let me just go out and say this. I don't believe in killing animals for just the wear. Now, If it's for food, that's something different, but it's to kill them just to have it. If you're not going to eat the animal, don't kill it. Don't torture it. Don't do anything. If you're not going to eat it, don't kill it. I believe that wholeheartedly. That being said, it's a real cool animal. It's a non-venomous snake, and I think it's a water snake, if I remember correctly. Elephant trunk snake. It's a pretty cool looking snake. I don't know if I want leather on my phone. I've seen phones that have leather backings, and they never really turn out well, because the way you use your phone, it's, you know, it's always being rubbed and beat against something, and the leather wears out very quickly on something like that. I know you say that, hey, I have a premium wallet and stuff. Your wallet is mostly in your back pocket. You're not taking it out, putting it to your ear, putting it down all the time. So $7,000 for pretty much what's a S5 with titanium alloy, and yeah, that's to me that pretty much becomes the ultimate status symbol, just to say you spent and the top, that's just the cheapest one. They have one that's more premium pack, that's $10,000, and it's just not practical. I mean, of course, if you need to have something like that to say that you have the $10,000 phone, hey, you probably got a Rolls Royce and a $28 million mansion or something like that. So, you know, if that's you and you can spend $10,000 on what amounts to as a premium, high level phone, as far as right now, go for it. I'm not going to judge you out loud. I will chuckle behind your back. All right. So, this Apple event that's rumored. I'm not quite sure that Apple is going to do anything this month. We just hadn't heard anything. I could be wrong, but there's a lot of rumors. And usually, if it's going to be in October, you know, maybe if we don't hear something this week, we're not getting anything. It's not going to be here. They do have some of the same rumors. Of course, it's going to be thinner. You know, Apple's always going for thin. Display is supposed to be an improvement. You know, these are just typical Apple things. You know, they improve, you know, micro improvements. There's no big, huge improvements. You know, once they enter a category, you know, that's their big, huge improvement, is entering the category. And then they make micro improvements from their own. Of course, people are saying 16 gigabyte storage is going to go away. I think it should. You can't expand this memory, and people are taking more pictures and having more stuff stored on their devices. If you're not given an option of upgrading a memory with a memory card, even though I know that you have all these cloud-based storages like, you know, Dropbox and stuff like that, give them more space on the phone. You know, how much is more? I really don't know how much more space costs, but just give it to them. And if you got to work it into the price, work it into the price. You know, just not having that capability of doing more and getting more is annoying when it comes to Apple wireless devices. That's just, it's not cool. And that's pretty much that for news. So, tell you about my day yesterday. My day yesterday has some ups and some downs. So I started the day, I went to go see my guy over at the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, and we had talking about some things about how I can improve my approach to my business and things like that, and got to talking, and I could possibly be moving into a permanent location and not be mobile. The hardest thing about being mobile is one, gas, and two, people tend to trust you more if you have a build, and you seem more legit. Driving up in a car, you know, I saw your ad on Craigslist. Hey, here's my phone. Blah, 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 blah. Bam, bam. My phone's gone. So I definitely understand that. So hopefully that works out in the next couple months or so. I could be in a location and I can expand from just selling my services as far as repairs, or I can get into the buy, sell, and trade of phones and tablets and things like that, and also offer some premium accessories, you know, because I go to a lot of gas stations in my area and they have accessories, or just stores in the mall or things like that, but most of them are just cheap and not, I mean, they're decorative, they're very pretty, but there's nothing, no premium. I mean, you can have form and design, you know, it's just a function in design, excuse me. And that's what I definitely want to do. So hopefully in the next couple months you'll hear from me that I'm in a building, and we'll just go from there. After that, I bought something off Craigslist, Facebook. I'm in part of this group. It's a buy, sell, and trade group. why did you just laugh? I don't know. I bought a table. It's a metal top table with wooden legs and drawer. It's a white table. It's a pretty cool looking table, and I'm gonna use that as far as repairs, and it's so pretty. I like it. Then a couple months ago, I bought my wife a sewing machine, and she just never really got around to sewing. So I went and sold that to a local business around here. You know, somebody I knew. So, you know, she was like, hey, I saw this, blah, blah, blah. Can I get it? Yeah, of course you can get it. I went over there, we talked for a minute. And after that, I made my first big mistake on a phone. I got a phone and was doing a screen repair. And I found a little corrosion. So I was cleaning the corrosion off the battery terminal, and I popped the connector off. That was just horrible. I was almost done with the phone. It was just a little corrosion. Not much, it's a little corrosion. And it just didn't happen, you know. We fixed the problem and went on from there. But that was something I definitely did not want to do. Didn't want to mess up. Not this early, but I talked to somebody who's in the same industry as me, and he was saying that, you know, you're gonna mess up. Because as doing it as a hobby and then doing it for somebody else, you know, when I was just doing it as a hobby, I would take my time and just do whatever. But when you're trying to crank them out for a business, trying to get that lead time down, it's very, very different. It's a whole different type of pressure and a whole different type of stress. So definitely, I'm definitely learning a lot by doing this as far as the technical side and the business side, that it's constant. You have to constantly improve your skills, and you got to constantly improve your skill as a on both ends, as a technician and as a business owner. You can't just rest on your morals. And that was pretty much it for yesterday. But again, it was busy yesterday. I got a question. Somebody PM'd me on Facebook and asked why I don't edit my shows. I hadn't edited the last three shows. And they also asked, a couple of shows ago, I referred to you guys as the R Nation, and why I don't do that anymore. Well, I was just a one show thing. Well, what happened was, let's answer the first question. Well, no, let's answer the second question, and it'll explain. We can ride into the first one. There's this podcaster. His name is John Lee Dumas, and he has a show called Entrepreneur on Fire. and he calls his audience Fire Nation. And I thought, he's the best podcaster out there. I consider him one of the best podcasters out there. Maybe I can call my fan base the R Nation. But when I was doing it, it didn't feel genuine. It didn't feel like me. It just felt like I was forcing to say something, and I'm not going to give you anything phony. So I decided not to do that. On the same note, the first question is, I want to give you me. I want this to be a conversation. I want you to understand me and all my faults and pauses and awkward silences. You know, I want you to feel like I'm talking to you and not just some pre-production fabrication of what, you know, you think I should be. This is me, raw, real, and 100%. There's no cut. So that's why I decided not to edit anymore. I'm not going to say anymore, because heck, I may get a phone call. I'm going to have to answer it, and I'm going to have to edit that, because I'm pretty sure you don't want to hear me go, "Oh, hey, how's it going? Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be this much. Okay. Well, when you want me to come get it? Okay. Uh-huh." No, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear this boring, dry conversation. All right. And okay, so what's streaming? What's streaming this week? As you know, I'm still stuck on Once Upon a Time. I made it to the second season, and it's getting better and better every episode. I'm watching Gotham. We'll talk more about Gotham next week. I only watched one or two episodes, even though it's only like three episodes out. That's been a good. I think that's about it. I don't really have nothing much else to say, but I'll check you guys in the next one. And peace.
Casey said she'd seen the woman half a dozen times, and that she has a bunch of mirrors. She has lots of different kinds. And I wondered what she'd shouted, and I wondered what she'd done. Light turned green and someone said we ought to put her in a song.
Hey guys, this is Adrian again. I just wanted to have a quick note. Right when I was about to post this episode, I find out from CNET that Apple just sent out invitations to an event on October 16th. So thank you guys. I appreciate that so much. And again, peace.